From KTOO, I'm Katie Anastas with a look at local and statewide news. State and local officials say a landslide outside of Wrangell has killed 3 people. At least 3 others are still missing. The slide, which was about 500 feet wide where it crossed the road, occurred Monday night. Searchers found a girl dead in the slide in an initial search after the first calls for help, but that search was paused for a time due to unsafe conditions and the possibility of further landslides, according to Alaska State Troopers. Yesterday, searchers found a woman alive and rushed her to a hospital. Later yesterday, troopers say a drone operator discovered the bodies of 2 adults, which were recovered from the debris. 2 children and 1 adult remained missing last night. Juneau's population is aging, and unless more young people start moving to Alaska's capital city, there may not be enough people to fill jobs and take care of its seniors. That's one of the takeaways from this year's Economic Indicator Report from the Juneau Economic Development Council. Executive Director Brian Holst presented the report's findings at a Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon last week.
For the first time in our history of here in Juneau, the over 60 crowd outnumbers the under 20 crowd.
Juneau's birth rate isn't high enough to maintain its population size without more people moving here. But attendee Robin Thomas says now isn't a good time for Juneau residents to have kids.
You know, if you're looking at considering having a child, you have to look at the cost of daycare, medical expenses, and the cost of housing and how you factor all that in. So it seems like there's a lot working against people.
Housing continues to be a major barrier for people looking to move to Juneau. That's despite Juneau adding around 1,500 units over the last decade. Holst says some of the new housing became short-term rentals. Tourism companies have also bought places to house seasonal workers. And many members of Juneau's growing senior population are staying in their homes. Holst says Juneau has a lot of good jobs to offer, but potential employees won't make the move if they can't afford to live here.
There's some real complications for the demographic future that lies ahead of us. When we have an increasing lower population, lower workforce, increasing seniors that require services.
Efforts to increase housing availability are in the works. City leaders increased the size of grants to help people build accessory dwelling units, and they're considering adding new housing to Telephone Hill. But for now, the market is extremely tight. So far this year, homes have only been on the market in Juneau for 6 days on average. Petersburg police are recommending businesses increase their security measures after a series of burglaries in downtown Petersburg over the last month. KFSK's Hannah Floor reports.
Petersburg Police Chief Jim Kerr confirmed that the department is actively investigating burglaries at 4 businesses. The first target was El Zarape restaurant, which was hit about a month ago. A few days later, the 420, a marijuana dispensary on Main Street, was also burglarized. Jason Miller manages the shop. He says when he came in that morning, the cash door had been pried open.
We do keep our $300 daily for the next day in there. We've never had much of an issue because we're in Petersburg.
Miller already had security lights installed at the 420, but he's added more, and he has lots of security cameras. He says he hopes the footage he turned over to police will help.
You can see them pretty well.
Miller says that $3,000 to $4,000 worth of goods were missing from the shelves. And there was a couple $1,000s worth of damage to the building as well. 3 separate doors had been pried open to break into the business. Miller says his insurance will cover the damages, but he has other concerns.
For me, it makes a worry about not just myself, but my employees that are here. I got to worry about them.
Jim Floyd manages Hammer and Weekon Hardware. He says that while the business hasn't been hit, they're taking extra precautions.
We obviously don't leave cash laying around because that seems to be what they're after from the rumors on the street. It's not easily accessible for anybody, including ourselves.
And he shares some of Miller's concerns.
A lot of the efforts I did weren't just to secure our property, but it was to protect our employees.
A week or so after the 420 burglary, someone broke into the Petersburg Moose Lodge. Security camera footage shows one person looking for cash. That footage has been turned over to the Petersburg Police Department as well. Most recently, employees at Blomsterhus, a flower and gift shop on Main Street, arrived at work to find that their cash register had been pried open. Police are investigating the incident separately, but Police Chief Kerr says there are similarities. Each burglary happened after hours, and each seemed to target cash. Kerr recommends some simple precautions for business owners.
When the businesses close up their till at night, just leave the till open with all the money out and set the cash drawer right there on top so that if you look in, you can actually see that there's nothing there.
He says that if anyone has questions about the security of their business or home, officers are happy to come by and make recommendations.
I mean, we're willing to go there and share our experience with the business owner or homeowner, whoever it might be, to help them out.
Kerr declined to comment on a timeline for the investigations. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Floor.
Anchorage broke its November snowfall record halfway through the month after repeated storms. Climatologists say that could keep happening. Climate change is expected to deliver more precipitation to south-central Alaska in coming winters. Alaska Public Media's Kavitha George has this report.
Over the last 2 weeks, many Anchorage residents have been frustrated by snow-clogged roads after storms dropped 40 inches of snow on the city in 10 days. Tiffany Hansen lives in Spinard and says she saw graders come through her neighborhood for the first time just a few days ago.
So, like, every day I would come home, I would get stuck in the cul-de-sac and dig for 3 hours. It was awful. I was exhausted. My shoulder was hurting.
Hansen's hospital shift begins at 4 a.m., and she didn't have the option to stay home. She's lived in Anchorage for 21 years and says this is the worst plow response she's seen so far. Hansen's elderly neighbor has a heart condition, and she says she was worried for her, seeing how bad the neighborhood roads had gotten.
I saw that the postman got stuck a couple times, actually two postmen trying to get one guy out on our street. And I thought, you know, there's no way an ambulance is going to be able to get to her if they need to.
Climatologists say Anchorage could see more heavy storms like this in the future. Climate specialist Rick Toman with the International Arctic Research Center says as climate change progresses, the oceans and atmosphere will continue to warm. Warmer oceans means there's more water evaporating into the atmosphere. And for Alaska, that translates to more precipitation. That could mean winters with a lot of rain and no snow, but it could also mean winters with a lot of snow.
As long as it remains cold enough for there to be snow, yes, we can expect more of these kind of events in Anchorage just on the general principle that extreme precipitation events are increasing.
In an interview on Friday, Mayor Dave Bronson acknowledged residents' frustration, but he still calls the city's plowing response a success.
We executed our plan, and that's the definition of success.
Bronson said the city's snowplow fleet isn't meant to handle record snowfall like Anchorage saw this winter and last winter on its own.
We staff for an average snowfall, and then we bring on contractors to fill that gap for the peak. And boy, last week we sure had a peak.
Bronson said this year the city brought on private contractors to start plowing roads within 5 days. But even with the additional plows, in some cases, residents like Hansen had to wait more than a week for their neighborhoods to get plowed out. Bronson said the city could add more contracts to deal with future heavy snow years, but said that decision is up to the city's street maintenance manager, Paul Van Landingham.
If Paul needs them, he will get them. Okay. I don't micromanage that funk. That's a real good question for Paul.
Van Landingham did not respond to phone call and email requests for comment. This month's snowfall broke the November record set in 1994. But while it's a significant amount of snow, it's not unprecedented, said Toman, the climate specialist.
You know, the idea that, oh, we could never have seen this happening. We could never have been prepared. The climate information that we have at hand tells us that, yes, we can see this, and we have seen this repeatedly over the last 70 years. If you were born in 1950 in Anchorage, you have seen this kind of snow more than one handful of times now in your lifetime.
Bronson, on Friday, expressed doubt that climate change is driving the extreme weather. But at a formal address on Monday, the mayor acknowledged that heavy precipitation could continue into the future and that the city may need to plan for that in its plow response.
2 years in a row now, Alaska has been hit with record storms. It's evident that the weather pattern is shifting, and I'm committed to working with our street maintenance crew to make sure it has the funding and resource it needs to make sure you, the citizens of Anchorage receive the timely snowplow response you deserve.
Still more snow and even some rain are forecasted for Anchorage this week. In Anchorage, I'm Kavitha George.